Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
Open House right across the nation, time to explore what's on the box. Tonight, the new series that takes a humorous yet heartwarming look at mental illness. It's called The United States of Tara, starring our very own Tony Collette, Mark Hadley, Anglican Media. Here he is. He's looked it.
Hey.
He's watching it.
And I've enjoyed it. It's brilliant. It's a great show.
Okay. Give us a run through as to what it is.
Well, basically, we're looking at a story where a woman has a dissociative condition that manifests itself in a way that she has multiple personalities. I just want to say from the outset, this is a very controversial thing. There's a grab bag of psychologists on one side. The psychiatrists will say this condition doesn't exist. And on the other side, there'll be just as many people saying vehemently that it does. So, and the program itself kind of recognizes that. So you've actually got a sister of this woman played by Tony Collette. Her name's Tara. So mm-hmm. Tara's played by Tony Collette. What a mouthful today. And anyway, her sister actually says, oh, look, it's not really a real disease, is it? It's not really a real condition. And then you've got, you know, the family who's living with it saying, look, how could it be any less real? We're dealing with it every day.
So we've got both voices actually presented in the program.
Yeah. So they're recognizing the program, the problem even as they're doing the program. And basically, Tara has three other personalities that manifest themselves when she gets into stressful situations. And one of them is Alice, who's a sort of a 1950s housewife, you know, picture-perfect red nails and lipstick, mm-hmm. baking, you know, wonderful cakes. Mm-hmm. Then you've got T, who's this sort of rebellious teenager. You know, she sort of reverts into this teenage thing and really the sort of, can I say the teenager from hell? It would be a real nightmare. uh-huh. And then you've got Buck. She actually reverts into a man, you know, this is sort of a good old boy type, gunslinging, bowling, beer swilling, you know, bar going, that sort of stuff, you know, man, yeah. And which is probably the most disturbing aspect for her husband,
yes.
Who every now and again goes into, so spend time with his wife and finds out that there's this guy sitting there in a peat cap, well,
oh,
not a guy, it's her, dressed up as a peat cap. But it actually brings you to one of the interesting points when I misspoke then, because Toni Collette is just this brilliant actress. I've got to say that Toni Collette, Kate Blanchett, maybe one or two others, mm-hmm. are actresses of such calibre that when you watch them, they just disappear. You know, I'm sure we've all had that experience where somebody says, oh, that's such and such, and you go, no, I would never have seen them in it. And Toni Collette in this series, even if you just watched it for the acting, it's amazing how she disappears.
Isn't it interesting also that an actress of that caliber is also doing television? There's kind of been that move of very high, you know, The West Wing was a great example of that, you know, very high caliber actors actually doing TV.
Well, I suppose they've probably got to make a crust somewhere along the way. But that said, I mean, it's a great fillip for Tony. And I'd like to say, as an actor, even though this is a terrible condition we're talking about, you know, if you're an actor or an actress, let's face it, what other opportunity do you get to play the four leading roles in one series? You've got to be thankful for that.
Four times the pay as well. you can, and it sounds like they're not doing this, but you know, whenever you talk about mental illness in the media, you can kind of slip into stereotypes.
It ends up so. And in fact, again, the series deals with that. So you've got a whole bunch of soccer mums and other sort of school associates and things like that who look at her as though she is quote-unquote crazy. What does that mean? You know, I mean, and in fact, terms like that should be sort of thrown out of the dictionary to some degree, mainly because they get, generally speaking, misapplied. And in this case, there's this poor woman who actually, basically her condition amounts to just not being there. You know, she disappears, this other personality comes in. It's not that during the rest of the day or anything like that, she's completely out of control. And I actually love the fact that they've taken mental illness and they put it center stage and they've made it appreciable. We can understand what she's going through because there are so many people struggling with mental illness, both in Australia and otherwise.
Oh, yeah.
And yet they don't really, you know, rate the center of dialogues like this. And I think this is really helpful.
Mm. So what are your big thoughts that have come to your mind then as you've been watching the series?
Can I just say that this really isn't a program about mental illness after all? Because part of the situation is that, you know, you could take Toni Collette's character out because she, as I said, she's absent. You know, she disappears for periods of time then comes back in and is trying to parent teenagers in the process. And you could put in a woman struggling with some life-threatening illness that requires a lot of treatment. Or you could put in a woman who is overly committed to her work and is not there. In a sense, this is a program about absent parenting because mum's just not there. You know, and when the kids want to talk, suddenly there's some other stranger there instead. Sometimes a good influence, sometimes bad.
Mm. Tara has kids, has she?
Has two kids. She has Kate and Marshall. Mm. Kate's sort of a 15, 16-year-old, feisty, sexually active, scary. And then you've got this really sensitive Marshall who's sort of, you know, 13, 14. It's a bit, you know, ambiguous as to how old they are. Mm. But so they're struggling with that. But I think the big issue for me is that when you watch a program like this, you get that sense that, you know, there's a lot of different people inside every person. And on the one hand, we're looking at this and sort of going, yeah, this is a bizarre, extreme example of what happens when the different parts of us come out and take control. But, I mean, who hasn't actually been in that realizing state where they go, you know, I'm acting completely differently to how I would normally act now because of the people I'm around, because of where I am. And we have those fractures. Now, I'm not saying we're all mentally ill. But I would like to go as far as to say that society pushes us towards a sort of strange, schismatic way of behaving. Because, you know, we say to men sometimes, you can't be childlike. We say to women, you can't be frivolous. So like, we've got to lock you down into certain roles. And I think that's unhelpful. And one of the ones I find most unhelpful is when we start to say, you know, you can be pragmatic, practical, but for heaven's sake, don't be spiritual. Mm-hmm. Now, from my point of view, human beings are hybrid creatures. You know, we are physical, here we are in the physical world, but we have a spiritual side to us. Mm. So it makes no sense to me to say, to treat someone speaking about spirituality or their spiritual thoughts, or just even, they may not be religious people, don't get me wrong, but they might just be having these yearnings and these thoughts, to treat them like somebody who's suddenly slipped into schizophrenia because they're talking that way is really enforcing something like what's happening to the United States of Tara. You know, Tara has a situation, this personality comes out of her because she's got a need or an issue that she's got to deal with. And yet people want to lock it away and throw it away and say, don't say anything about it. Now, I put it to you that when we have great moments of grief in our nation, we don't try and treat our emotional, spiritual needs with physical things. The Prime Minister doesn't call us all together and say, you know, what we need to do is stop and everybody have a drink. Mm. You know, or quick, you know, the nation's in crisis, go out and grab your credit card. Though that might actually say something about our financial policies of late, but I'll leave it alone. You know, like the nation's in crisis and we say, let's pause, let's pray, let's draw together, let's think about our loved ones, let's deal with the big spiritual issues. And I reckon I'm over people saying, you can't talk about spiritual stuff, like I suddenly developed a second head.
Mark Adley, thank you.
No worries, buddy.
Mark Adley from Anglican Media. The program is the United States of Tara. Theopenhouse.net.au is where you'll find his written comments on the program.
We hope you enjoy this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.